Jerry of the Circus. Jerry of the Circus.
Just look at that boy, Olsen.
You know, Bunch, I believe that's the best act Jerry ever put on.
You know, it's a funny thing, but as a rule, when a person is given their final performance, it's a good one. And Jerry certainly isn't breaking the rules.
Yeah, I'll say he isn't. Hey, look now. He's doing that swing trick from El Mundo's trunk. Golly, that smooth, Bunch.
El Mundo's just snapping at those commands of Jerry. Now, here comes the finale.
Oh, I'm going to miss that boy.
Oh, we all will. Why, do you know I've caught his act with El Mundo just about every time since he started doing it?
Yeah? Oh, now watch it, Bumps. This is the last time you'll ever see it.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes. El Mundo just lifted him up pretty. Look.
Jerry's standing up on El Mundo's head for his bows. He never did that before.
Oh, good boy, Jerry. Well, that's that. There's a turn I'll never forget. And I'll just bet you there'll never be another one like it.
Well, I'll have to run around to the back door and get El Mundo now. See you later, Bunk.
Okay, Olsen.
Hey, Bunk. Hey, Bunk, hurry up. I only got a minute.
Oh, hello, Jeff.
Now, listen. Here's a note from Spike. It's for Jerry. Spike couldn't get away to say goodbye to him. He's busy getting the laptop down and loaded. And say goodbye to Jerry for me, so will you,
Bunk? Yeah, okay, yeah, I will, Jeff. And thanks, Spike, for being so thoughtful. Fine, Jerry, boy. You sure did a great act tonight. Oh, you just better, Bunk. I was telling Olsen. I don't think you've ever done that act any better.
Hey, did you see me stand up on El Mundo's head for my last bow?
Yeah, that was all right, too. How'd you happen to do that?
Well, I figured as long as it was my last act, I'd do something different. Oh, hey, you're all dressed.
Oh, sure. I'm not going to do the last walk around. We got to get packed and get down to the train. It leaves at 11:15.
Oh, that's right.
He's over in the wagon waiting for us. Now, come on, Jerry. Let's get a move on.
Okay. Always, Bunk. Let me take one last look at the big top with all the people in it.
Yeah, no, Jerry.
I hate to leave the circus, Bump. I'm going to miss it something awful. Oh, listen to that band. Oh, gee, Bump.
Oh, no, Jerry, come on. I know how you feel, but, well, say, you know the circus is going to go on and on. Maybe you'll be with us again next season, or part of it anyway.
When I'm on my vacation, huh?
Why, sure. A person would think you were saying goodbye forever. Well, come on now. We got to hustle.
Okay. Goodbye, Big Top.
Huh?
Nothing. Come on, I'm ready.
Well, we'll have to hurry, Jerry.
I know it, but it won't take me long to get out of this uniform and get dressed once we get over to the wagon.
Yeah, I've got all your other things packed for you.
Where's Mr. Randall going to meet us?
He'll be over at the wagon as soon as he counts the day's receipts. Jim Bennett already got our tickets and arranged for rags.
What do you mean, arranged for rags?
Well, he'll have to ride up in the baggage car, Jerry. We can't take him into the sleeping car with us.
Oh. Hey, look, there goes Olsen in with El Mundo now. Hey, I sure want to say goodbye to him, too.
Who?
El Mundo. You know, Bunker, I think he knows I'm going away. Maybe I was seeing things, but I thought for sure I saw a different look in his eyes during the night show.
Well, I've never seen but one expression on an elephant's face.
Hey, Olsen.
Yes, Jerry?
Wait a second.
Well, Jerry, I guess this is where we part company. That is, for the time being.
Yeah, I guess so. Gee, you sure got El Mundo's trappings off him in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, he's through acting for today. He's got work to do now. He'll be pushing these wagons as soon as the show's over.
I'm going to say goodbye to him.
Okay, Jerry.
El Mundo. Adios, mi amigo. I'll see you again sometime. Adios, El Mundo. You know I'm leaving you, don't you? Well, I guess we better go get ready. Goodbye, Olsen.
Well, goodbye, Jerry. And although I'm sorry to see you leave us, I'm glad you're going to get a chance to get some learning. Now, you keep in touch with us. Me and the boys here in the menagerie would be awful tickled to hear from you.
Don't worry. All right. And you be sure and answer and tell me all about the animals and my friend El Mundo.
Oh, you betcha. Well, so long, Jerry. Put her there. Lots of good luck to you, boy. Well, goodbye.
So long, Olsen.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Hey, Bunks. Now I want to go find Spike and say goodbye to him, too. I guess he's busy now loading, but I sure would like to see him for just a minute before I leave.
Oh, so that reminds me, Jerry. I got a note here for you from Spike. Jeff brought it over while you were on doing your act. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. I'll read it later on the train.
Jeff says that Spike was sorry he couldn't get away. They've got to get down to the runs with the mess top. That's got to get loaded on the cars, you know. And Jeff said goodbye, too.
Oh, yeah.
Say, how about your new friend, Speed? Did you see him?
Why, sure, when I did the act with him.
Oh, I forgot about your riding lady in that race. Here we are, Jerry, this way.
I said goodbye to Speed when we finished the race act. Hi, you rag.
Yeah, we're back, old fella.
I guess he knows something's in the wind, too.
Well, sure he does. I let him in on it. I told him he was going to leave the circus and go with you to school.
Hey, look, Mom, what's this?
What's what, Jerry?
This package here. Look it. Goodbye, Jerry, and good luck to you. Every time you use this kit, I hope you'll remember me and think of me. Clara.
Oh, isn't that nice of Clara? That's thoughtful. Now open it up, Jerry.
Oh, boy, this is keen and something I can use, too. It's a traveling kit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gee, I'm sure glad to get this all right.
Well, I think you would be. I'll thank Clara for you when I get back, but you better write her a nice letter.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, come on now, hurry up. We haven't got much time, you know.
Okay. Hey, what'll I do with my uniform, Bob?
I'll put it in my trunk for the time being. Then later we'll have Clara store it away in one of her wardrobes.
Jerry?
Oh, hello, Sam.
I will be in just a minute, Mr. Randall.
All right, I've got a cab waiting right out by the side of the lot.
Why, it's only a block over at the station, Sam. We can walk over.
Oh, not with our suitcases and luggage. We better take a cab.
Where did I put my cab? Oh, here it is.
Yeah, all right. Now then, I'll hold your coat for you, Jerry.
Oh, thanks, Bumps. Say, has Rags got his collar on?
Oh, yeah. All set, Jerry. Yeah, woof to you, too.
Seems like you're sort of rushing me.
Oh, not at all, Jerry, but we don't want to miss that train. There won't be another one for Fair Oaks until morning, and I don't want to be away from the circus too long.
Yeah, I can't be missing too many shows, either.
Yeah, I know. Well, ready now. Oh, Jiminy.
Well, now what?
I'm sure going to miss this wagon, Bump.
Oh, now, Jerry, look here. You're going on to something better. Why, you should be the happiest boy in the world.
I know it, and I am happy, but I just can't help it.
Well, I got your suitcase, Jerry. Now, come on.
Hello, Rags. He's not sorry. He's leaving. All right, right around back here. The cab's right there at the curb.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me have just one more good look at the lot.
Oh, here, Rags. Here, boy, now. This way, fella.
Well, anyway, I sure had a lot of fun with the circus. I'm going to have a lot of fun at school, too.
Well, that's the way to talk, Jerry. You bet you are.
Oh, there we are. There's the cab. Right there. Oh, no, you stay right close, young fella. You don't know where we're heading.
All right. Hop in, Jerry. Go ahead, Bob.
You're right, boy. Come on. Come on, boy.
Out the station?
Yeah, that's right, driver.
Oh, gee, I forgot to say goodbye to Whitey.
Oh, it's too late now, Jerry. But you'll be seeing them at Winter Quarters some weekend, maybe.
Hey, and that reminds me, how about Patsy and Jason? Yeah, and Slats and Tony and all the rest.
Well, what about them?
Well, they didn't come over and say goodbye to me. They weren't even in the pad room tonight. They're almost always there.
Well, maybe something happened if they couldn't get away. I'm sure they didn't do it on purpose,
Jerry. Boy, of course not. You know how much Jason and Patsy think of you.
Oh, there's the station right ahead. We've got plenty of time now. Now, Bumps, you better take this ticket and check Rags with the baggage man.
Yeah, okay, sir.
All right, here we are. How about, Jerry? No, I'll take your suitcase.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Rags, boy. Come on. Now, hold still. I'm going to put this leash on you. Can't have you gallivanting all over the station.
Here, driver.
Yeah, I guess this is the way we go, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Bumps. Right through here.
Hey, what's this? Why, look at it.
It's the clown band and Slats and Tony and Hooligan.
Are you getting a send off?
Well, look at Patsy and Jason.
You got away without saying goodbye to us, did you?
Oh, Jiminy, I'll say this.
I guess the clown department didn't forget you, eh?
I'll say you didn't, Tony.
Back it up. Come on, move some of those legs. Let me through.
Oh, excuse me, ladies.
I'll make your mind.
I'll have you know, young man, that you won't get away without shaking my hand.
Well, I'll take Rags back and check him, Sam.
All right. Do that, Bob.
So long, Rags.
Goodbye, Rags.
Well, Jerry, I hope you'll be very happy at school. But don't go playing tricks on your teachers like you played tricks on me.
I was only fooling, Major.
Yeah, sure you were, but I was on to you. Yes, sir, every time. You don't need to think that you ever had me fooled. Not for 1 minute, Jerry.
Wait a minute, boy. I'm going to have a quiet when I make a my speech.
All right, Tony.
All right. Well, there's just so much to say, Jerry, my boy. We all know you're going to miss us. But not a half as so much as we all are going to miss you. I think I could say the circus, she will not be the same without you. Yes, I will say. The circus, she will not be the same without you. Now, you be a good little soldier and don't take no wooden money. Take a rubber because it stretches far.
All right.
Let me go ahead.
I've only got a minute, Jerry. I got to get back to the runs and help load the horses, but I just didn't want to miss saying goodbye. Now, you'll be as good at school as you were around the circus, and we'll all have reason to be mighty proud of you. Goodbye, son. Got to hurry now. Now, you keep in touch with us, Jerry.
Oh, you bet I will. Goodbye, Whitey. Hey, and take good care of Splendor.
Rags is all taken care of. See, we better get home now.
Yeah. All right, come on, Jerry.
Goodbye, Jerry. You going to kiss me? Come on.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Now, Jerry, you be sure and write to us and be good and study hard.
Oh, I will.
Well, so long, Jerry. And don't forget about your old friend Jason, either. We're going to expect big things from you, Jerry. Don't let us down. We'll be seeing each other again someday.
Oh, sure.
All right, come on, Jerry.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Jerry. Goodbye, Jerry. Pick me up, Jason. Hurry, I can't see him.
Up you go, Major.
Goodbye, Jerry. Goodbye.
Well, come on. Back up the van, boys. Come on. Come on. Come on.